Trump endorsed Harriet Hageman slams Liz Cheney as obsessed with January 6, ignoring Wyoming. By Wendell Hussebo on July 1, 2022. Wyoming Republican primary candidate Harriet Hageman on Thursday night's debate stage slammed opponent Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., for being obsessed with a partisan January 6 committee while failing to address relevant issues to Wyoming. Referencing Cheney's deep participation in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA committee, Hageman said on stage that the press and certain people have obsessed over January 6. The only time that the January 6 situation ever comes up is when people talk about how unfair this entire committee is, Hageman said about her 30,000 miles of campaign travel through Wyoming. She continually focuses an awful lot of time on the January 6 committee, but she's not addressing the issues that are important to Wyoming. I'm the only real proven success up here on this stage. I have been fighting the issues for Wyoming for over 25 years, Hageman said. During the January 6 committee's hearings, Cheney has fallen in the polls, trailing far behind Hageman. In one poll, Hageman leads Cheney by 28 points. In another, she leads by 30 points. Hageman has consistently highlighted Cheney's absence from Wyoming to lead House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's committee by labeling Cheney a D.C. diva who is using her seat as Wyoming's representative to pursue her own agenda on the partisan January 6 committee. That's not our agenda. We don't agree with what Liz Cheney is doing, Hageman said in April about Cheney's participation. According to the New York Times, Cheney is rarely seen in Wyoming and has even charged Wyoming residents $10 for admission to a campaign event. Politico reported about a gathering at Jackson Center for the Arts. At the event, Cheney reportedly only answered pre-selected questions from Wyoming voters. Cheney has fought back against Hageman by asking Democrats for their votes, sending direct mailers to Wyoming Democrats. She has requested Democrats change parties to be eligible to vote in the open Republican primary. Cheney's direct mailing scheme is a flip-flop from what she told The Times in February. That is not something that I have contemplated, that I have organized, or that I will organize, Cheney said about soliciting Democrat votes. Cheney is in hot water for opposing Trump and his policies, voting to impeach the former president, and allying herself with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA January 6 committee, which has sought to investigate the January 6 incident without focusing on the alleged FBI informants at the Capitol. Cheney's conduct has drawn condemnation from the Wyoming Republican Party and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. After the Wyoming GOP voted to no longer recognize her as a Republican in November, in February, McCarthy announced his endorsement of Hageman to defeat Cheney, a rare move for a minority leader. Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us, Hageman told Breitbart News. She doesn't represent our values. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.